Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Yonder Podcast. This week we're talking to Emma Healy, one of the creators from Digi Youth Arts. Now, Digi Youth Arts are a not-for-profit arts organization that shares the stories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. Through socially and politically engaged arts practice, Digi Youth Arts continues culture by encouraging, documenting, and sharing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ideas. Emma was just one of the members of Digi Arts that were at the festival, so without any further ado. We're here with Emma Healy from Digi Youth Arts. How are you going, Emma?
Yes, good. How are you?
You know, I'm fine. It's a hot day. So I will flag. We'll give it time. This is happening the weekend after Yonder Festival. So everyone's had a bit of time to decompress and recover. So how has that process been for you?
Yeah, it's been good just being able to relax and sleep in a real bed and have a shower that works. So,
what a shower that works, the luxury.
I love it because my second day there, when I finally got the chance to have a shower, they ran out of water and the pump wasn't working, so I had to suffer through the heat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The wonders of festival life, really. So can you tell us a little bit about Digi Youth Arts and what you did at the festival?
Yeah, so Digi Youth Arts is an Indigenous multi-arts youth arts organisation. So we do a bit of dance, drama, acting, things like that. And we had a very significant presence at the festival because the director, Lincoln Savage, he works with us also.
Awesome, yeah.
And Alethea Beetson, who is the artistic director of Digi Youth Arts, is also the Indigenous First Nations music producer. So
awesome.
she had a lot at that festival too, supporting all the Indigenous artists. So she brought us along so we would have the chance to, I guess, have a presence at a festival, like an Indigenous presence.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was great. Like I discovered so many Indigenous artists that I hadn't heard of before at the festival. The first day it was Darlene Briscoe and then also Youngbloods. I caught both of their sets and I'm very happy that I did. Like they've been on my Spotify since. But yeah, it was definitely a great. But I ran into you. You were at the AEC. Do you want to explain what that is?
Yeah, so the AEC, that was our little mock setup referendum. It was the Aboriginal Electoral Commission and we were using it as, I guess, a little data collection station to see what people knew and what people had wanted to understand about Indigenous culture and history.
Yeah, so you were handing out little ballot papers that people could fill in their opinions on, basically, or tick or number some boxes. What were the questions? There was one about changing the constitution.
So
I remember that one the clearest.
We had like the two different ballot papers and one was like number 1 to 6 and the other one was a yes or no ballot.
Yep.
And they were made by Emily Coleman. She works with Digi Youth Arts and basically she had a big input with that installation and she created all these ballot papers with all different questions relating to our Indigenous topics. So the Constitution was one of the ballot papers about the Constitution was taken directly from like the 1967 referendum about whether or not Indigenous people should be considered as humans.
Yep.
So that confused a lot of people, but a lot of the ballot papers were like that. They were seeing what people understood about our Constitution and about our laws.
And that is what I really loved about it, is that you would give the people the ballot papers and you would wait for them to go over and go, oh, I know this, I'm just going to number some boxes. wait, I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
And then you'd open a dialogue. And I think that was really, really interesting to see the people that kind of gathered around that you were talking to. Did you, because again, that this was during the day, so in the heat, was that a very, an enlightening experience for you, or a rewarding experience, or was it just kind of like, I'm going to find some shade?
See, I found it like a learning experience, getting to share my knowledge and then getting to see what other people understood and doing it in the heat. We had this idea throughout our planning for the installation that we would have spray bottles have chairs so people could come and sit down. But that didn't really work out. We had the spray bottles and we had that pop-up shade, so we would just spray people and entice them in and then be like, sorry, have you voted?
Yeah, it was fun. And the spritzing was very pleasant.
It was a blessing.
I guess what would you like to talk about outside? So what do you do with Digi Youth Arts outside of the festival?
So outside of the festival, I do acting gigs and I help them with other events as well. So I started with them in 2017 with the show Losing It, which was an Indigenous created, inspired by Indigenous events from kids from Inala and North Stradbroke Island, where I'm from.
Awesome. Okay, yeah.
Since then, I've kind of just hung on to them and followed Alethea and been a part of even more acting projects and giving ideas for other projects as well.
Yeah, that's great. So what... what sort of like organization is it? Is it mostly like university age students, or is it what sort of people comprise Digi Youth Arts?
It really varies because you've got young people. That's who it's for. So it ranges from like 14 even upwards to like 23 to 25. Yeah. Like I started it when I was 16, and I had cousins in the production that I started doing with them that were 14 and 15 as well that got to play a part in it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, the opinions and experiences of our young Indigenous people are really important to be shared, and our knowledge is important to be shared and to be understood as well.
Absolutely, and I think that is one of the great things about having a presence like Digi Youth Arts at a festival like Yonder, because yes, it's about music and recreation, but it is also the way that the whole festival paid respect to First Nations and Indigenous peoples, I found particularly touching, coming from a rural background where, you know, it's not the first thing on most people's minds. I think the way that it was put in the forefront of the Yonder Festival was really effective. So I think when it comes to things outside the festival for Digi Youth Arts, is there a little bit of a pitch that you can give for maybe people who are looking to get involved, like somewhere they can go, or things that they could, the Digi Youth Arts, the opportunities that Digi Youth Arts might be able to give them?
Yeah, so we're always looking for more young Indigenous people to join and share their experiences, and we cater to all different art streams. So you've got acting, which is what I do. We also have dance, which includes flash mobs and music, and we have music in the form of our interchanging band that played at Yonder.
Yeah.
Ancient Bloods, they're so cool. I love their music. And they're interchanging, so they swap out members every year or so, and they're always looking for more people. So we have a website, dya.com, I'm pretty sure it is. You go on there and it gives you all the advice and all the information.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll definitely be including that in the show notes and in the socials for this. I mean, in your experience, so Digi Arts, you really kind of got involved with when you were 16 and you just kind of been following it around now. Is that the usual trajectory? Does Digi Arts kind of collect people and keep pushing them forward? Or is it more of kind of a loose collective of people that kind of come and go?
Yeah, it's a bit of a balance. Like, if you happen to be a part of one of their projects, you can choose to keep following them and to keep in contact and to keep doing even more work with them. Or you can branch off and find your own things, and they'll support you and mentor you through it and put you on the right path for what you want to do.
Yeah, great. So you say that you're an actor, and you do performance things. What are you into? Like, who is kind of your influence? Who are the people that you want to try and emulate, if there are people that you want to try and emulate or look up to?
My auntie is Leah Purcell. She's a famous Indigenous playwright, like Indigenous Australian. She has done Box the Pony. She's She's a part of Wentworth, and she has a really strong character in there, but she has so many other strong, influential plays that I've always read as a child. Same with, like, Ujirinu Knuckle. She's my great auntie, and she does poetry, and she's written a few bits and pieces of plays that I've read and loved to, like, aspire to do them on stage.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
So when it comes to performance and this sort of thing, are you more of a writer as well, or are you kind of haven't stepped that far yet?
I mean, a bit of both. Like, throughout high school, I'd always have to do activities that involved doing recreations of Shakespeare stories.
Yeah.
So I'd always find a way to weave, like, an Indigenous storyline into recreating King Lear or something or reconstructing it. So I used to write a lot, but now that I'm studying acting as well, just up the road at ACPA at the Judith Light Center.
Awesome, yeah, yeah.
It's mostly just been focusing on my acting skills and technique and learning all of that stuff so I can use it properly to tell a story.
Yeah, great. So I think moving forward and away from Yonder Festival, when DigiArts looks to do things like the Yonder Festival, what gets them involved in an event like that? Is it being sought out, or do they seek out these sorts of exposures?
I guess it's a bit more to do with contacts. Yep. Like, if we know someone and they're working at that festival and they need an Indigenous presence, or they need to acknowledge the land that they're on, they'll come to Digi Youth Arts. More specifically, they'll come to Alethea and they'll seek out her.
Yeah.
Because awesome, she's really experienced with all of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, cool. Okay, well, is there anything that you would like to let our audience know about Digi Youth Arts before we say goodbye?
Well, we're always looking for people, so don't be afraid to search us up online, add us on Facebook, to message us and say hi and ask for advice or support, because we can always help you out and point you in the right direction and even include you in some of our projects.
Yeah, awesome. And so we'll include links to all of that in the show notes and on the socials. So if you have missed that, then feel free to get in touch with us, and we'll forward you along. Thank you so much for coming and for doing what you did at the Yonder Festival. I really enjoyed the AEC booth. Thank you very much.
So good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thank you for having me here.
No problem at all. And we might get you back if we have the opportunity.
Thanks.
Bye. That's it for the Yonder Podcast this week. Join us in another fortnight where we'll be talking to more of the people of the Yonder Festival, and we'll continue doing that all year until the next festival arrives and we have even more people to talk to. Thank you to the Yonder Festival for helping us put this together, and we'll see you in a fortnight's time.
Can a song just objectively be bad?
Yes.
But that doesn't mean we can't learn from it. I'm Alex Smith.
And I'm James Keogh.
And on our new podcast, My Songs Suck, we talk to writers and musicians who share with us some of their earlier, less good content and reflect on how far they've come.
If you want to get in on the fun, head to That's Not Canon Productions, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or whatever podcatcher you use.
My Songs Suck, because everyone makes mistakes.
Just make sure you record them.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.